This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
I'm here with Pastor Paul Ayene, and we are in Ghana right now, and Paul has very graciously agreed to let me ask him some questions about what he's doing here in the northern region of Ghana. So thank you so much, Pastor Paul, for being with us and sharing about your church. So can you tell us where your church is located?
Thank you very much. You can locate my church. I come from northern region part of Bolakatanga. Our church located at Bolakatanga, Guri. So Bolakatanga, town called Guri. So it's there that I'm having my church there. So I'm pastoring in Guri.
Okay.
It's there that you can locate my church,
Wonderful.
Guri Tengre. So I'm started the church. The first time I'm starting it with prayer group.
Okay.
First one we started at the prayer group. So when we started with the prayer group, people are coming so that we are praying for ourselves.
Okay.
Any problem that you have, you can come so that we will just pray for you, and it's not a Sunday service. So it is because of that, when we are praying, God also doing so many miracles for us, and people get healing. So later on, they told me that they want to do it as a normal church,
yes.
So that because they have get their healing and so many things from the prayers camp. So they know that if I open it as a church, it will help them.
Yes.
So and truly, I pray about it, and I heard the voice of God say that I should start with church. So when I'm start with the church, it is about 4 years now. So God also doing so many things for us. There, healing, people get their healing, so many things happening there. And I can even give you two examples.
We'd love to hear.
God have done for me there.
Yeah.
The first one, The first one is the chief in our community. He have kind of sick. They send him to so many hospitals.
Okay.
And he couldn't get his healing.
Okay.
So later on, they send him to those who are doing the traditional way. Those who are doing
like a traditional boss,
yes.
Like a medicine man.
Yeah, fine. Medicine, huh? So they take him there. Still, it can do because, to me, my understanding, I know God want the chief to get his healing from through me. That is why he couldn't get his healing from those people.
Yeah.
So later on, one of the chief daughter come to me and share the problem to me.
Yes.
So and so, okay, no problem. If you want, I can go with you. So when we get to the chief, I ask the chief, he cannot talk, he cannot sit. He's just lying down. He cannot even sit. He cannot talk. So he's just lying down. So when I get there, I was leading him to Christ. I want to lead him to Christ. He cannot talk. He's just doing his head like this. So the more I'm giving Christ to him, he's just doing his learning, so that meaning that he's accept what I'm telling him. Yes. So after when I'm leading him to Christ, and I pray with him. So after the prayer, I heard the voice of God told me that we should went there for 3 days. So after the 3 days, the chief will walk. So when I'm told the chief wife that tomorrow you come again. So if tomorrow when we come, the chief himself, nobody will hold him to sit. He himself will sit down.
You said that to them.
Yes. When I'm said that, the chief wife laughed.
Yeah?
Yes, because he didn't trust, because they sent him to so many places, they didn't get healing. So if I'm say that, no, the chief wife just laugh. And I'm saying, you are laughing, but I have hope in my God that
yes.
Tomorrow, when we come, the chief himself will talk to me. So
okay.
The following day, when we came, it came exactly as the voice of God told me. So the third day, the chief himself was talking to me, and he came walking around his own compound.
You prayed for him?
And I prayed for him 3 days more. So the chief, he gave us a hen plus groundnut.
A hen like a chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
Hen. Like the big one, like the, like this.
Yeah.
He gave us hen plus groundnut. So
okay.
Our area, we normally grow groundnut. So the chief asked one of his to go and bring us some groundnut. He said he thanks us very much. So God will continue to bless us with what we are doing. So after the second one is one, there's one lady in our community. He having HIV AIDS.
Mm.
So normally he went to the hospital and collecting some medicine.
Yes.
So later on when we came to our church. And we that time, and we also having 2 weeks fasting and prayers. So after the two weeks fasting and prayers, the woman dream that God told him that from today going, he have taken away the HIV from him. Says he have a dream that God spirit told him that from today going, he have no more HIV AIDS again.
So it's a man or a woman?
Woman.
A woman. So she had a dream and God said, from now on, you have no HIV.
You have no HIV. So the following morning, he came to me and said, this is the dream that he have. After the fasting, this is the dream that he have. And I'm saying, you trust God.
Yes.
And I also pray with her.
Yes.
And I asked her to go to the hospital and check.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Awesome.
So and he went to the hospital and checked. They say no more HIV AIDS.
So they did the blood test for the woman and said, all clear.
Yes.
Praise God.
So because of that, you know, people are coming. And there is one woman, he have pregnant 12 months.
Yeah.
12 good months. She's supposed to deliver in 9 months.
Yes.
They have 12 good months.
And that's dangerous.
So when he came to our place and we prayed for him, that night, the woman delivered.
She delivered the baby.
A baby boy.
Healthy.
Yes.
Thank
so
God. 12 months.
Yes. So the people are keeping coming to us. So we have now, we started with 12 people. We started with 12 people. And we went to open the Sunday service. We started the first Sunday. We started with 12 people.
Wow.
12 people. So now we are now up to 90.
90. 90.
Yes, 90 people.
Wow,
so both
90 people.
Both women and men and the children. We are now up to 90 people.
Stick around for more from Pastor Paul Ayone in the West African nation of Ghana, as we learn about the spiritual warfare he and his church face each and every week in bringing the message of Christ to all who will hear it. We'll be right back.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Our people, our community, they believe in worshiping idols.
Worshiping idols.
Yes. They are believing in worshiping idols.
And so what does
that is our challenge.
What does that mean? So do they sacrifice animals? Like
yes.
How does
worshiping
that happen?
Trees.
Oh.
Yes, worshiping trees. They are believing in smaller gods.
Yes.
Yes. Huh. So the two small means you take animal and go and kill and pour their blood on the tree.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And say they know that their life in the trees or go to the river. They worshiping. They believe in those things. And our place, they believe in those things.
Yes.
So, in fact, the time they do it year by year.
Every year they'd sacrifice
trees. Yes. So every year, all the family, all every house will send goat or any animal that the gods requested.
Oh.
They will send to the either to the trees or to the river and sacrifice to the river or the trees. So if that year and they finish doing that, in fact we having so many attacks.
On the church or
yes,
what do you mean?
They are attacks because when they do that, for example, if I'm in the house, so and my father is not unbeliever. He's not a Christian, and he go to that place and sacrifice.
Yes.
And when he come, the demons will come and tormenting you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So were you finding that the people of the church were being tormented, or the families of the people who were sacrificing?
Yes.
So it was the families.
Yes, it's the family.
The father would go sacrifice.
Yes.
And the demons were attacking the family.
Yes, yes. The demons were attacking the family. So you two, because of you two, you are alone or two people in the house, and we are non-divided. You are non-divided. Others are Christian and others are unbelievers. Because the Bible too says in 1 Corinthians, we say there's no more darkness and light.
You can't mix the two, like oil and water.
Yes. So if there is light, there's light. And if there is darkness, there is darkness. The two things cannot meet.
Right.
Uh-huh. So you see that there are gods who are fighting with
it's a spiritual battle in the home.
Yes, in the home.
So people who were going to your congregation were accepting Christ, but going home,
the
father still was worshiping idols, so
yes,
there was this spiritual battle.
Yes, so so that's the thing that we are now challenging, is our challenge.
Yes.
So we need prayer support
to
help us, so that God will strengthen us, so that we was able to overcome. We know definitely we are, because our Lord is overcome, so we too will overcome.
Yes.
But it will take a time, or you have to enter some difficulties before you now overcome. Because even Christ came to this earth to go back. He didn't take it easy.
No.
Yes.
No, he suffered a lot.
He suffered a lot. So we know we too will suffer, but we need some more prayers to overcome. So this is, and our place too, it is not like here. It is a village. Mm. So we come from the place. No, it is very far. Even the place I was pastoring is very far.
It's very far. It's so very far. Living in one place but pastoring in another?
Yeah, another place.
So how far do you travel to go to church?
I have to walk.
How far do you?
Yes,
how long does it take you to walk to where the church community is?
It will be about
like an hour.
The distance. If I wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. let's say 6 o'clock, I'll get there. I have to wake up early in the morning at 6 o'clock. I'll get there 9 o'clock.
So you walk for three hours.
Yes, I walk there for.
Wow.
So that I'll get there and do the distance. But there too, we don't have passenger cars, so that you go and stand by the roadside and take a car.
So there, no taxis, no nothing.
No. If you want to see it, there's one village around that one is a town, mm-hmm. around our place. So if you want to take a car, unless you walk to that place too is far from the church. So unless you go there and take and come back. And
so
come
you'd
back
be
and
traveling more distance, because you gotta go to the town, get the taxi, then go to the church.
And go to the church.
Okay. Mm.
So that is our now challenge.
That's
that
a
we
challenge.
Have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in fact, sometimes evening time, I have to sleep one of my member house. And then I go evening time, I have to sleep in my member house because I can't go back. No. If I go there evening time, I can't go back to my place.
Because you can't be walking in the dark.
I can't go back. Even if I say I will try and walk, I'll get there somewhere 12 midnight.
Oh.
Yes. So we normally meet at in the night 8 o'clock and we close. We meet at Wednesday. Wednesday is our Bible studies. And Thursday is we pray for ourselves and the community. And Monday too is our youth day.
Okay.
And Thursday too is our women's meeting.
So you're traveling Monday, Thursday, Sunday,
yes, Sunday.
And another
Monday. Monday is youth meeting.
Monday is youth meeting.
And Tuesday is women's meeting.
Tuesday is women's meeting.
Yes, women's meeting. And Wednesday is Bible study for all of us.
Bible study on Wednesday,
yes.
Okay.
Bible study is Wednesday.
Yes.
And Friday is this thing. We pray for ourselves and we pray for the community too.
Okay, on Fridays.
So only Saturday that I didn't go there. Saturday too is the youth. They are learning choir.
They learn a choir?
Yes. Okay. They will learn how to sing so that the following Sunday they'll come and sing for the church.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So you're walking almost every day?
Yes.
To get to church?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only Saturday in the night that I didn't go in, I won't go there.
That's your day off?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Saturday, sometimes I can just go and sit and watching them how they do it, because the children maybe they will fight with each others, so I have to go.
Oh, you have to go and referee.
If they didn't see somebody who is older than them,
yes, then they will see they have some tension.
So sometimes I have to go and sit and watching them, so that they will be serious.
Yes.
Or sometimes I'll call one of my church members so that he go and sit behind them and watching them so that they will be serious.
But that's a good activity for the kids to be doing. They're practicing songs and presenting on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And these are children who are part of your congregation?
Yes.
Wow.
So we have a lot of children there.
Yeah. And do they all live in that community? The children and their families live in the community
around the community.
Okay. Mm. And is there a school there for the children to go to?
We have government school there.
Okay.
But it's far from them.
It's far from the kids, so they have to walk far to get to school.
Only thing that we don't have there that one day is they are suffering. Doctor.
There's no
hospital,
clinic.
Hospital.
No hospital there.
No hospital there.
So no clinic, no doctor.
No everything. So if somebody sick, they have to rush the person to Bolga. Bolga too is...
Bolga.
Yes, Bolga is the our town like Kumasi or Accra.
Okay.
Bolga is a big town.
And how far away is that? How many miles or kilometers?
I can't even tell. It's too far.
Too far to walk. Wow.
You can't walk.
You can't walk. Yeah, you have to get a car.
Yes.
That's challenging. Mm-hmm.
So we normally go to the village around us called Gori. We have to go there and get car and rent to Bolga.
Oh, rent a car.
Yes.
And then go to Bolga.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have your friend having a motorbike, you can call him so that if you are somebody sick, you can call somebody who was having motorbike.
Yes.
So that you pick the sick person, or if he about to deliver.
Oh, can, the baby.
Yes.
They take the baby.
Yeah, you can pick the woman to and rush to the hospital.
Right.
To Bolga.
Okay. Mm. So the women deliver their babies in the hospital usually?
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Mm. But if they didn't rush, he didn't get missed, to take him to the, he can deliver in the house.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that happens often, eh?
Yes, that is happening in our community.
Yeah. Mm. Wow, so God's doing lots of things in your church. The church is growing. You're sharing the gospel. People are getting healed.
Yes.
That's amazing stories.
Yes, and every Saturday is our evangelism day. Every Saturday we went to evangelism.
Okay, and what do you do for evangelism?
We we come, we every Saturday we come in there. I told them we should leave the house so at 7 o'clock, so at 8 o'clock we'll be there in the, we are chasing the, our church in a school building.
Okay, you meet in a school.
Yes,
okay.
In a school building. So 8 o'clock we'll meet and pray for 30 minutes. So when we pray for 30 minutes for ourselves, so that God will take lead, so that we'll now say 2-2. We'll now say 2-2, so that you people pass here and you two people pass here.
Oh, you, so you send them out in groups of two?
Yes.
To go and witness
so
to people?
So if we are 14 or 15 or 30, we'll say 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, so that we'll go.
So you're
that
not alone.
So that if they enter the houses, they will now say the people, say the word to the people. So we'll do it house to house evangelists, or even if they are going and they meet anyone in the way, you can
you're a witness
them.
To them.
Yeah.
And so you just start talking about Jesus with them and share what the gospel is?
Yes, we share the people about Jesus. We talk to them about Jesus.
Yes.
How Jesus loved them. And that is why He came and died for us, so they should give their life to Christ. So we normally talk to them about Jesus, how Jesus loves us.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
And the reason I ask how you do evangelism is because the church in Canada, a lot of people in the church struggle with that, on how to start the conversation. But here, you're bold and courageous and willing to share, and you're just going up and sharing Christ with these people. And obviously God is moving in their lives in such a powerful way. So
even me myself too is an evangelist. So even if you ask Reverend Ahmed, he told you, he saw me one day, so I told him that I don't have a speaker or anything when I'm go. The way I'm doing is every day I have to go to evangelism.
Yeah?
Yes, when I'm in Bolga, every day, market, any market, and was going there to preach there. That's why I requested the motorbike.
Yes.
Because our place is very far, so you can't go. So I have to walk every day. I have to go and do that. If I miss a present day or 2 days and I didn't go, it's just like fire in. There is fire inside within me burning.
Yeah.
So, and I won't have peace of mind unless I go and deliver the word. So anytime I go and preach the word, after I finish the preaching the word and I'm coming back, I can see some kind of laugh or some kind of happiness. Yes, happiness in me.
And is it that joy of the Lord that's your strength to go back out the next day?
So every day I'm going to do the evangelism. So the machine that the Reverend Ahmed gave it to me, that one is the rechargeable one. You charge it and you take it and put it there so that you now speaking.
Okay, so through the Ghana mission, they've provided you with a speaker.
Yes, I need a speaker.
And so an amplifier so you can preach the gospel.
Yes, so that when I'm, any time that I'm go, I will just fixing them and fix so that I'll preach to them. So that is my, if every day it was pressing me to do. So sometimes I go and preach with my mouth.
Yes.
So if I, only my mouth, you know, if I went to the marketplace and shouting, you see my voice.
You lose your voice? It gets harsh?
So if I'm shouting like that, my voice was always, if I'm speaking, the voice is not coming as normal.
Right.
So if I'm using the mic, that one there.
So that's saving your voice?
Yes.
Because you're able to preach louder.
So that I was able to preach loud for other people to hear, or people who are far from me, far better from me, can hear the word. So if I'm just using only my mouth, you see the market size is full of noise.
Yes. So it's hard to speak over that.
So if you didn't speak louder, they can't hear. So if I need mic, if I need have this speaker.
Okay.
If I have a speaker, the standard one.
Yes.
You see there is one you stand, there are sticks on ladders and you put it inside. So if I have or any speaker that I can use to do with a motorbike, in fact, I'll be happy.
It would be so good. Thank you so much. Can I pray for you? We'll wrap up, but let's pray for Pastor Paul. Father, thank you so much for Pastor Paul and the work that you're doing in him and through him to preach the gospel. And I thank you, Lord, that he has already overcome. Thank you for the word of his testimony and that you are healing people and turning people to Christ. And I pray your blessing on him, Jesus. I pray that you would continue to empower him and encourage him and strengthen him to preach the gospel every day. Would you grow his church and his ministry and provide what he needs in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate
you
sharing all of that.
Thank you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.